Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ross Kambrowski is here. Ross is a member, become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and CEO of CrowdSpring. He's a recovering attorney, and was once a super lawyer. And now he's out here, he's left the dark side and come over to the sunlight and on Main Street helping people like you and me, and we're glad he did that. Ross, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, and happy to be with you and with your listeners.
It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience that I remember a time when Main Street ruled, and you could just open up a shop and open the door, put a sign out, put some products in the window, and people would come in. They'd do business with you. You could, you know, you might advertise a little bit here and there, but do a little bit of marketing, mostly no marketing, mostly just advertising. And you could, I call it doing business in a passive way, just passively. You just sort of show up. You just basically show up and make a living. Those days are long, long gone, aren't they?
They are. We're in a new digital world. In fact, I mean, you just wrote a book about this journey into the new digital world.
Yep.
And so it's just become more difficult because people, even if they are shopping at a store in their town next door, are doing research online. They are finding businesses online. They're ordering more online. So companies like Amazon are dominating e-commerce. And so it's become, in some ways, easier to start businesses because it's often much cheaper to do so, but it's also much more competitive, much noisier. And so for the small business owner, you need to break out. You need to market your business. You need to reach people in places that historically you wouldn't have really thought about.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you something else. There's a fight for Main Street right now. There's a war going on right now for Main Street, Ross. Since the retreat of the legacy retailers, there's a war going on for Main Street right now between the big boxes like Amazon and Walmart and people like that and the little guys. There's a serious war going on, and we have to be in that war. I'm sorry to say that we have to fight this war. And you've identified three challenges that we have to pay attention to, we have to recognize and know about and deal with them. Tell us what they are. What's the first one?
So ultimately, we talked about some of this back in May, but one of the ones we didn't get to talk about was that most business owners don't have much marketing knowledge. So if you're a typical business owner, when I started CrowdSpring, for example, a decade ago, I was not a marketer. That was not my core specialty, but I had to market my business. And until we were sufficiently able to hire a specialist, a marketer, we had to figure it out ourselves. And so one of the things that business owners often do, especially early on, is agonize over how difficult it is to market, how much noise there is, different channels. They don't know where to put their money in. The thing is, there is so much great information online. So there are really two things, three things that we did and that I advise other business owners to do when it comes to getting better at marketing. Because if you own a business, you have to understand marketing. You can't just leave it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So the first is to educate yourself. There are many, many people online that are writing phenomenally great content that help people market. Neil Patel is a very good example. There are a ton of blog posts. There are, of course, lots of books. There are some great podcasts where you can learn. The second thing that I tell people they need to do is create a marketing plan. This is one of the most important things that business owners fail to do. They never come up with a plan for how they're going to approach their marketing. It's ad hoc. They'll do one thing this week. They'll do another thing another week.
Or what? Well, what will happen is somebody just comes by. Somebody will just come by with a marketing idea, and they'll throw some money at it without any kind of a strategy, without any kind of a budget. They'll just throw some money at it, or they won't.
And exactly, and that's a problem when you're doing things ad hoc. I mean, if you think about anything you do in your life, if you don't come up with a plan and set some goals, it's really tough to do whatever it is that you try to do. So marketing is no different in that regard. You need to come up with a plan. What do you need to do? What are your goals? So are you looking to increase your sales? Are you looking to increase the number of people that walk in through your door if you have a retail store? Are you looking to increase the number of people that come to your online store? You need to set some goals so that you understand how whatever marketing initiatives you launch help or detract from that goal. And then the good news
right now, Ross, is that 20 years ago, there wasn't a lot of resources available to you. And even though the landscape has gotten more complicated and is moving a lot faster, there are resources available today that you didn't have 20 years ago that you have to. But if you're sitting here, if you're sitting there in your business doing the same things that you did 20 years ago without tapping into these new resources and approaching these challenges in the 21st century way, you're not going to make it, are you?
Absolutely. I mean, it requires, so marketing today requires not just an understanding, but experimentation, because unfortunately there is no clear-cut path to market a business that works for every business. What works for one business will not work for a second business, even if they're in a similar industry. And so oftentimes business owners will vacillate between investing a lot of time on social media. For example, they'll spend a year trying to build their audience on Facebook without really thinking through their plan, their goals, where their customers are. And then when they fail to find enough business on Facebook, they'll gasp and say, well, I don't understand. I did really well. If they ask themselves that question early on, are my customers really on Facebook? Are they looking for me there? Are they looking for the kind of business that I have there? Mm-hmm. They might do a much better job earlier. And so one of the most important things to do when you lack marketing knowledge, and this is really in any area, when you run a business and you just don't know a specific area, is hire experts. There are people that do this really well, and you don't have to commit to these people
That's right.
5 years.
You don't have to train them. They'll hit the ground running. Ross, I need your website quickly, please.
Crowdspring.com, CROWDSPRING.com.
With break, stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.